Austin, and I'm here with
Luke, and today we're talking about if you had an unlimited amount of money, what would you buy? But the twist is, you can only buy one item.
What I would buy is a restaurant just for the kitchen because I like cooking.
I'd buy Disney because then after I buy it, I'm already making money. And so then I can get whatever I want after, even if it's just like donating to things, buying things for people, I don't know, stuff. But it would cost around $600 billion.
I would buy a house on the beach in California for my family and I, because the house we live in is small, and buying a house for my mom would make her happy because she said she wants to move away from here. The benefits are you get vitamin D from sun exposure, and it reduces the symptoms of asthma. And Zoe and Jelena, my sisters, have asthma, so it would benefit them. And Emma, my other sister, would have fun on the beach. That is what I would buy.
If I could buy anything, I would buy the New England Patriots and fire Tom Brady so I don't have to see him in any Super Bowls. And I could probably make money off of the New England Patriots.
If I could buy one thing, I'd buy 51% of the stocks for Apple. And then I'd shut down all their operating systems and close the company so everyone could buy Samsung.
I'd buy a Turbo S because I like riding dope bikes and Razos. And I would go to the movies without having to ask my mom to take me.
I'd buy a mansion on the beach, probably on Oceanside Beach, because it's very beautiful and the sound of waves are just very relaxing to listen to. There are also benefits on living by the sea, such as swimming in salt water speeds healing and encourages a good night's sleep, rest, and relaxation. If you live near the beach, you have the freshest seafood ever, and you also have lots of fresh air for sleep. There are also downfalls to live near or on the beach, such as tidal waves, sandy house, etc.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I meant to tell you that this morning.
I would buy the whole world and everything on it. So I would own every country, every stock, so shut down Samsung, and then bring back Apple, and then...
But Zeke, technically the question was if you could buy one thing.
Yeah.
The world doesn't have a price on it.
Everything on it.
But that would be buying more than one thing. You can only buy one thing.
As a whole, I buy everything as a whole.
It's okay. And then buying the earth gets everything else.
I buy every country that's on earth.
I would buy a guillotine for Mr. Ezekiel here. And I will claim all of his land and properties. Thank you.
What would you guys?
What I would buy with the unlimited amount of money is a corgi, because ever since I was three, I used to have a corgi at my grandma's house, and he would just run around acting like he was the biggest thing around in the yard.
What I would buy with an unlimited amount of money would be a business or a company that makes a lot of money, because not only would you slowly be making money, but you could donate that money to shelters and places.
Gates.
What would you buy if you had unlimited amount of money?
That's all.
That's all. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
First things first, I'm a realist. Realist. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let 'em feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right.
Right. You want a bad
thing. Hello, my name is Michael, and I'm with my podcast. I'm here with
Ezekiel.
And today we're going to be talking about our favorite childhood memories. My favorite childhood memory is when I was in the construction site and I was playing with the tractor and it started to move. And then the cop had to come and take me home. It was funny, But it was also scary because I thought I was going to get in trouble. But they just gave me a warning. I have to do it again.
Well, one of my favorites is when Ludo at the river, and we put black clay and like snowball fights with them. We were just chucking at each other and have black clay everywhere, all over us.
My favorite is when I got my first dog and when I get pudding and shoot at my wall with a spoon. And I get in a lot of trouble.
My favorite childhood memory was when I was little. We had this puppy, and the puppy just got done eating, and Zoe, my sister, squeezed the dog, and it pooped on her leg. And I was just screaming, and we were both screaming. Yeah, it was funny.
My favorite childhood memory would probably have to be when I went to Hawaii for Nationals, because it was just fun. I got to swim with dolphins, look at coral reefs, and look at sea turtles. And the dolphins are like right under us, so it's really cool.
My favorite childhood memory was when my dad let me drive and I almost ran us off a cliff. We were on our way to Oatman. It was kind of funny.
Oh man, mine's gonna be a three-wheeler accident. Where if you go up Boundary Cone, I wasn't even like little. I just remember this one because we were talking about three rollers. But I remember going up a hill. I got the air, and my foot and jeans got caught in the chain, and I went underneath, and the three wheeler ran me over. And it was so funny because I didn't die, but it hurt. And everybody around seeing this big old cloud of smoke or dust in the air. So it was funny. I got up all dirty and scratches and stuff like that, but it was funny. That was a good memory.
Is your ankle okay?
Yeah, I was good. Yeah, definitely start jogging, running and everything else. But yeah, I'm good.
Another one of mine is when we were like in a golf cart, me and my dad and my brother, and we were driving and I was in the middle. We hit a bump, I flew out and I went, my foot went under the wheel, my leg. And they got run over, and I kept on driving, and I was laughing on the floor. And I got up and started running towards the car, and then they stopped, and I got pushing.
Another one of my favorite childhood memories is Ian has a moped. So I went on it, and they told me to do a jump, right? So I went to do a jump. It was two little sticks. You keep stacking it to see how high you could go. So they put one little on first, and then I jumped it fine. They put two little on. And I jumped it fine. He put three levels on. I jumped it. My hand was up uphill. I was looking at the sky and then landed, my back tail landed and then my front tail landed and I was cut off like over the handlebar. It was funny.
I remember coming back from a football game in Corona, California, and literally I remember being in my friend's Volkswagen. He just got a bug. It was the ugliest bug. And I remember coming down, it was raining, and literally we watched this tire cruise right by us. And literally within 3 to 5 seconds, it felt like minutes, but it was seconds. We went from here to into the canal. And yeah, none of us got hurt, but it wasn't an experience because our hearts were racing and we were all scared and terrified. But that was a childhood memory I'll never forget. Ever forget. It was really cool.
My childhood memory that I like is when I was little, I thought I had a pet ant, and every day I'd go out to see it, and I know it was different ants, but back then I thought it was the same ant every day. Also, most of our childhoods aren't over, so yeah. We still got memories to make.
Ooh, good point. Yeah, very good point.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I actually broke this arm because I was on a bike. But I was just standing still, and I kind of just fell over while standing, and I broke my arm right here. But once I got home and my parents realized I broke my arm, they rushed me to the hospital. But the reason why is one of my favorite childhood memories is because my mom was laughing at me almost the whole time because it was curved. And that's what made me laugh too. And
so how did you break your arm?
I was standing still on a bike and then I fell over.
I'm still trying to figure out that one.
Like,
Austin's saying that.
We didn't have training wheels on. The bike, if you have two wheels, then you could just, it just falls over if you don't move.
Yeah, but I've done that because I used to mountain bike and I used to get clipped in. So you clip in with these special shoes, you clip into your bike. And so if you get to a point where you stop and you don't clip out fast enough, you go toppling over. And I've crashed before, but I've never broken my arm, thankfully. But that's interesting how it happened to you.
Him saying that reminded me of the time I broke my arm. Actually, twice. You'd think that was something you wouldn't forget, but...
And now show him your deal that you can do.
No, I don't want to see.
Yeah, you do. Watch this.
Oh. I can bend my arm backwards, and then I can pull my arm. I broke my arm twice. First time, I vaulted over a couch and I landed and I stuck my arms out to try and go and land, and I landed on my arm and my arm snapped backwards. It really hurt. And then the second time I broke it, I was trying to sit on handles on a scooter and I fell over, and then again tried to put my hands out, landed again and snapped my arm. And my arm is longer now than the other one.
That's like what happened with my sister's friend. They had to run backwards, or like they had to do bear curls or something like that. And he fell back and he broke both of his arms.
Ooh. Back pedal.
Yeah. Wow.
That reminds me of something with my hand. I broke my arm before when I was on from Mojave Elementary School, and I was on the monkey bar, so on top, but not hanging there, like on top, running on it. And then they blew a whistle, I got scared that I flew off of it to the side and put my hand in, snapped my bone out.
Oh, I remember another one. When we were at school, at Needles, we would play tackle, shark, and minnows. And I trucked someone, and he flew, and everyone just started chasing me, every person outside. When I was running, I just socked someone in the nose. And then I kept on running, and then I'm in the bathroom, but then five people went in there, and then I tripped them, and then I ran out. And then it was over.
That was a really cool game. I remember we used to play that at Mouth until a couple of kids got clotheslined, like their neck. Gawk! A couple girls, and I was like, yeah, we stopped doing that. You remember that, Brandon? We used to play that game? Yeah, it was interesting.
Yesterday, we were playing, what were we playing?
Capture the Flag
in 7th grade, came in with us, and I was protecting Brandon, and the new kid in 7th grade, I don't know his name, but I did it on purpose.
She blindsided him, and he went flying
and he
into
went,
the rocks.
And he almost hit his head on, like, the... on the building, and I was like, it felt so bad, but it's so funny. Then he was scared of me. He like didn't go to me at all.
Dang, he's all moving across the hall now. Every time he sees you, he's all walking.
He literally flew.
My name's Tyler.
Tyler. Uh-huh. Yeah, and his sister are new. They just came from Muhammad College.
No. Not that one. He's
Cannon.
New. He has like the blue shoes.
Cannon.
Yeah.
Cannon.
Yeah, my mom used to babysit him.
Where else? In school.
We're going to so many fights at the old school.
Oh, yeah.
I go on a fight like every day. We played redneck, where we stopped the back of someone's neck and then we hit, tug. And I wasn't playing, but they stopped in the back of the neck and I just turned around and punched one in the nose.
Yeah.
And it was my cousin too. Always fought my cousin at school.
I guess that's how you learn in life, huh?
Yeah.
I mean,
that is a little harsh.
Not really. Another time, it was my cousin's birthday, and we were wrestling on the trampoline. And everyone was scared to wrestle my cousin, who was 6 years older than all of us, except for me. So I wrestled him, and then he picked me up and then slammed me backwards. Then I got back up, and he did it again.
Amazing. Yeah, I as I said to you guys earlier, I remember the trampoline accident, And Jared and John, if you guys are listening, you guys remember when Dana smacked his head? That was very funny. Now I look at it and go, yeah, I wouldn't let my kids jump on a trampoline. Just for that reason. So anyways, yeah, it's pretty
That's
funny.
Something cool that I've seen people do is to avoid trampoline accidents. They literally mount the trampoline in the floor.
Really?
Like, they will dig a hole in the dirt and they'll put it in the dirt.
What?
So then, like, if you do bounce off, you're only bouncing, like, a foot off the ground.
On the dirt?
Yeah. It's like the trampoline is mounted
really cool
in the dirt.
I can still see again. Especially if you get high enough.
Trampoline park.
So when I want to get high on a trampoline, I always kick my foot back. So I jump on one foot and then I just keep jumping. Pretty soon you get pretty high. You guys ever done that?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that's how you get like really, really
high. I love to double bounce Emma on my
you
trampoline.
Get
she goes
up. And they would double bounce me. I would jump up and they'd bounce at the same time, but I'd slam my feet on the floor. And when I did that, I shot forward and... Like, I shot forward, my back was forward, and my head was backwards, and my feet were backwards. And I flew into the dirt, like, 6 feet away from the trampoline.
I remember Fernando, my nephew, and my boys, they had a trampoline in our backyard. And they lived next to us. They used to jump the wall, because the wall wasn't that high. They used to jump the wall and jump on the trampoline. Oh. Well, I remember one time there was one sitting on the edge of the trampoline, and they both jumped off the wall, on the trampoline, and to watch him go flying, yeah. Then we call him football head. That's what we call him every football head, because he got jacked up.
The trampoline too, to our other cousin's trampoline that was right next door. So we would jump back and forth doing front flips, and we get hit the fence sometimes, but...
We're just like...
Our feet would hit it, and then we'd fly faster. Yeah. But then we kept on doing it, and then we like tap each other over the fence. And
did you guys have those nets around your trampoline?
We did.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
We
no, I don't bounce with nets around. My friend didn't have a net around his trampoline. They had a lot of like.
No. Okay. Another time, our old dog was fighting another dog, and. He was losing, so I went outside with a bat, and I just hit both dogs and their feet, and they both fell. And then I went back inside, and Luca and Malik were just crying. They were laughing too, but they were crying too.
Luca cries?
He did.
Luca is her cousin?
Luca. No,
Luca.
Luca.
Luca. Yeah,
Luca
is her cousin.
Oh.
So it's Chris.
What about the other girl, the new girl?
Malik?
No, it's not a girl.
Hannah?
Hannah? No.
Jocelyn.
She said Jocelyn's cousin's with Luca. That's what Luca told me.
So
we would do tricks. Oh no, we would go down in the river with rocks, and then we would go down like on the floor. And, yeah, we just walk on the floor in the river.
Well, it's like what you can do is you just take rocks in your hand that are, like, heavy, and then you go in the water and just, like, yeah, just walk along the floor.
Oh, yeah, and then my old
The rock weighs you down when you're walking with it, so you're walking along the bottom of the river instead of swimming.
So I was on my go bike, and it was, like, 11 o'clock at night. Guys took me hit his little ramp that he just made like 5 minutes ago. So I meant to hit it, and then there was no light, so I couldn't see where I was landing. So I landed, and then I fell off to the side and I pulled my full leg.
So one time while we were riding like bike, I was running because my bike was too small for me. And one of my cousins, he did a trick. But then he did a scorpion all over on the asphalt, and he did. His neck was on the floor, and his feet were touching his
scorpion
head. His head's on the floor, and his feet in the air, like. Yeah.
When I was about 3, my mom had took me to the park, and I wanted to try out the big swing. So my mom started pushing me, and then I said, Mom, I want to jump off, and she said she would catch me, and right when I jumped off, she moved backwards, and I fell face first into the ground.
I was racing my friend at the BMX racetrack up in Bullhead, because his parents owned the track, and so we were racing, and I got my pants caught in the bike chain. And then I ended up having to get off. I had to cut my pants here because all of this was caught in the bike chain. I had to throw away the pants afterward. And there was this like scratch down my leg, and it really hurt.
We can play tackle football on the road. And we just passed it back and forth. And... Yo, why don't
I... I was on my roof up in my dad's Christmas lights, and I almost fell off and hit my head on the wall next to a house.
Like 2 years ago, I had a trampoline, and then this kid Riley, he'd always go over to my house and ask to jump on my trampoline. Like half of the springs were broken on one side, so I told him to jump on that side, and I'd be on the other side. And one time he was jumping on it, and he fell through the trampoline because the springs broke.
I remember one time I was like 5. Me and my brother were in Oatman, so we lived at Oatman at the time, and we had like glass doors, and we woke up like hearing a scratch, and there was a huge mountain lion at our door, like right there just staring at us. So we woke up, and it was like, we woke up and saw it, so we snuck to my dad's room, and when my dad grabbed his, like, he had a shotgun and shot in the air, scared away, but it peed on my stepmom's car. And then it ran away. It was funny. Okay, well, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.